Debbie is going to talk about that a little bit today, aren't you, Debbie? I hope you are, because I don't have anything prepared.
I suppose I better then.
You better do something.
Okay, that's good. And she's good. She's so good, she's going to do it with one hand. You know? Okay, I tell you. So let's start with a word of prayer. We'll read the scripture, we'll bring the drama team up, and then Debbie will come up and do this thing one-handed. All right. Lord, thank you so much for the privilege of meeting with my brothers and sisters here. And I pray that you would encourage us, that we would hear your voice in our lives today, that we would experience what you want to teach us, and we would experience your love. Lord, help us to take the truth that comes from your word and let it sink deep into our hearts and change the way that we live, and change the way that we respond and react to each other, the way we treat each other, not only here, not only with our families, but the world around us. Lord, I pray that for each person here and for myself as well. Lord, we pray that you would just bless this time together, that we would experience your blessing and be your blessing to those around us. We pray this in Jesus' name. I have a white screen. There it is. Okay, I can read this now. This is 1 John chapter 5, yes? All right. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has become a child of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his children too. We know that we love God's children if we love God and obey his commandments. Loving God means keeping his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For every child of God defeats this evil world. And we achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And Jesus Christ was revealed as God's Son by his baptism in water and by shedding his blood on the cross. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And the Spirit, who is truth, confirms it with his testimony. So we have these three witnesses, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and all three agree. Since we believe human testimony, surely we can believe the greater testimony that comes from God. And God has testified about his Son. All who believe in the Son of God know in their hearts that his testimony is true. Those who don't believe this are actually calling God a liar because they don't believe what God has testified about his Son. And this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have life. I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life. I have written this to you in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life. I needed to say that twice.
Friends, because I went out and bought stole Christmas presents for them. That doesn't work. We have to love them God's way. When we do that, then they're really loved. We don't love white people by the world's definition. We love them by God's definition. The way Jesus taught us to. The way God commands us to. And that way leads them closer to God. Not away. Because God understands what we really need, deep down. Heck, he made us, right? Following God's commands brings us together. So, loving God means keeping his commandments. Right there. If we don't love God and Jesus, we cannot connect. We can't love each other the way we're supposed to as children of God. So how do we know if we really made the change from children of the world to children of God? How do we know? Following God's commands becomes easy for us. It says that his commands, let's see, in the verse it says that it's easy, that it's light. Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. His commands are a lot easier if we love each other and if we love God. I spent 2.5 years hanging out with Mel before I really saw him for who he was. Now I watched him handle his friends and his family and mine. I finally became confident that he was really a man I could trust. When I trust God, and he says to love even the hard people, even the people I have trouble dealing with, it makes a difference. Because then I give that over to God, and I say, okay, because you said so, I want to do that. So even though I'm having trouble communicating with this person, I'm going to put myself in there, and I'm going to trust you that that's what I should do, and see how it comes out. I had this gal I used to take care of. I was a caregiver for her. And she hired me because I was Christian and she wanted to know more about God. She was not an easy person to be around. We'd walk into a restaurant together and she would order something. And then she'd specifically say, but I don't want this on it, and I don't want that on it, and I want that on the side. And I mean, by the time we were done ordering, it took her 5 minutes. And I just wanted to crawl under the table because I was kind of embarrassed to be there, you know, with somebody who was giving a waiter that hard of a time. And I just wanted to go, oh, Sisna, stop it. But because I was willing to push through it, because I knew God wanted me to, I actually started to love her over time. And by the time it was her time to go, I was actually able to grieve her leaving. God can change our hearts and make it easier for us to put up with the things that we think we can't put up with, for us to understand the things we think we can't understand. And really, that's how we know we're children of God, is that we're willing to love, and that it's not as hard as we thought it was, and that we can have some joy in that, and we can get some blessings from that because we've obeyed God. And if we obey God and we love him like that, enough that we're willing to sacrifice and put ourselves out there, that's how we know we have eternal life. And it's going to be good. You want to live forever? In a world where we actually care about each other? In a world where we actually are willing to do things that are beyond our comfort zone for each other? I do. God bless you. Let's pray. God, thank you for sending Jesus, your son. For the change that you can make in us, I ask you to make our hearts soft for each other and soft towards you, that we're willing to do whatever your commands are. And that you speak to each person in this room through your Holy Spirit clearly about your will and your word. And I ask your blessing as everyone goes out today into the world, that we can shine your light to the world. In Jesus' name, amen.